Today, the church gives us this feast day of the Most Holy Trinity. We will have our graduation at Trinity High School with the bishop at 2:30. It's always kind of neat when we graduate our seniors on this solemnity of the Holy Trinity. Why does the church give us this feast of the Holy Trinity? It's very simple and easy to understand. The church gives us this feast day of the Holy Trinity so that we may be reminded of the mystery of God, the grandeur of God, the incomprehensible nature of Almighty God. God, who is one nature in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Let me explain. I hate to use such a dastardly example, but it works. I know that we're right on the beginning here of summer, but let me use an example of ice fishing, right? I remember being dragged out to Trenton Lake, right outside of Williston, and that's where we lined up all of our perch. But as you're looking at that hole, what do you see? Well, you see liquid. You see ice. And you see snow on top of the ice. Liquid, ice, and snow are all water. But they're different. So it is with the mystery of our God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all God. But they're different. And we learn that in the baptismal formula our Lord gave us in today's gospel. We're about to have a baptism. If there's any day you should baptize, well, maybe a couple. One is today. Another nice feast day is the baptism of our Lord. And I think we had both of them covered this year. So we need to remember, my dear people, that our God is a mystery. God is not a formula to be figured out. God is not a riddle to be solved. The nature of God is beyond our understanding. That's what a mystery is. A mystery is two things that go together, and we don't know entirely how they go together, but they do. I referenced a while ago an article that I read flying back from Savannah. An article about how the United States has less Christians today than ever before. That's really not surprising with what's going on in our country politically. What is surprising is that 25%, nearly, 25% of Americans believe in nothing. Nothing. And I think I know the answer to this. It's because to believe in what we believe, you have to be comfortable with mystery. If you're not comfortable with mystery, the Christian faith is going to be confusing to you, impossible for you. If a person needs to know and understand and control, our faith is not for them. Because to believe in Father, Son, and Spirit, to believe in a creator and a redeemer and a sanctifier, to believe that Jesus Christ is true God and true man, to believe that if we believe in him, we will be welcomed into heaven, is a mystery. We believe it without understanding it. And I think so many Americans just want to know it all, control it all, understand it all. A lot of Americans also believe that if I believe it, it must be true. This is a beautiful feast day. Your comfortability with mystery has brought you here. And this feast day reminds us that God is God and we are not. And we are just fine with it.